I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, the KFI Pastathon is still on. It will be different this year, of course. It is our 10th annual year here raising funds and pasta and sauce for Katarina's Club. You know and love Chef Bruno, a great charity that he has. Feeds more than 25,000 kids every week. Now, as you can imagine, need is greater than ever before. COVID hits. They're helping tons of people in the community. They've already served more than a million meals this year, and that milestone is normally takes place at the very end of the year. So they're cranking out a lot of food. You can go donate right now if your heart is moved to pastathon.com, pastathon.com, or you can stop. This is super cool. Stop into any Smart and Final store in California, Arizona, in Nevada, and donate $10 at checkout. Your donation will provide 14 meals. If you're looking to drop off pasta and sauce donations, go to Anaheim White House from now through December 4th, daily from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. You don't even need to get out of your car. Volunteers on site are going to help you out and take your donations there. Tune in from December 1st to December 4th coming up this week for some exclusive live streaming events we'll be doing on KFI. And as always, we can't do it without you. Duh. So thanks for participating. It means so much to us and so many people that need these services. So thank you in advance. You know, we've been talking about the impact of COVID and some of the rules that have come down and so-called orders and the like. I wanted to get a different perspective as I was part of kind of a think tank and was honored to talk to some people that are really in the trenches with this. And one of those people is Jennifer Wales. She's the founder and CEO of Wales Communications and has a different perspective and also an opportunity to shed light on some of her clients and what they're doing. Jennifer, welcome to the Fork Report.
Thank you for having me.
No, my pleasure. So, okay. So when you're taking care of, you're like a mama bear, right? When you're doing public relations and connecting, it's a family. You really get to know and eat and breathe your clients. They become partners. You know their ups and downs. And this has to be a hit to the gut.
It's so painful. Like you said, they are family members at this point. I care about them. I always tell my husband this. Wales Communications is my other child. I have also a 3 and almost 4 year old, kind of like your son. So you can imagine there's a lot of energy going on in my own home. Oh, but yeah. this is my other baby, you know, and I've been working with these businesses long before COVID. And it's been, you know, we've never been tested the way we are today. I have to keep reminding myself that when we're on the other side, we are going to be stronger than ever. But it is really difficult because I feel like, similar to raising a child, you know, you just get to, you know, when you were, your son was, you know, sleeping through the night and you were like, okay, everything's good. We can breathe again. And then there would be like a regression or something. And you would have to go backwards and you would be like, everything's changed. I thought we were good. And that's kind of the way it feels like right now. It's like, we'll just get in a groove and then they'll do something different. Or something else will come out unexpectedly. And it is just like, I feel like we're all operating at, you know, 40% of our energy because we haven't slept. And really it's been a real test of just trying to, there's a lot of different facets of it. One, we have to continue to keep the public understanding and knowing that we're safe. Like what we're doing, we're putting forth every single protocol. And that was something I had to say in the beginning of this, and I had to be okay with potentially losing clients if they weren't going to put the health and safety of the community first.
Of course.
And there's restaurants out there that are not doing that, and I said to myself that it's something that morally I had to be a part of. I had to, and I knew with my clients, you know, I knew that none of them were going to choose otherwise, but this was really a time where I had to say and be okay with going, you know what? If you're not going to put the health and safety of the community first, then we can't continue to work together. Luckily enough for me, and it was not unexpected, that every single one of my clients is by the book, doing so much above and beyond, but all that costs money. The Fog X people coming once a week to completely disinfect your place and all the things that they have to do. It's just costing more money, the tenting, the this. You know, it's insane. You know, it's a lot.
You know, Jennifer, we're talking with Jennifer Wales from Wales Communications, and you know she has dealt with you know everything from Sazerac Rye to Boss Cat Kitchen. She deals with a lot of current restaurants and the like, as well as events and things like that, hovering around hospitality. And when you're dealing with these people, you used the analogy of your child, and I don't mean to be overly dramatic, but it is a torture technique to break patterns with people. And every time they get in a pattern, to break it, because the body wants to find its rhythm. And that's why sometimes you go nuts as a parent when the kids are young, because like you said, you find it, you know, you find this pattern and this gallop, and then it changes. And I feel like governmentally, and I don't want to just bash politicians to bash politicians, I'm saying that their very own science is showing that it is not coming. You've got 3.1% of cases coming out of restaurants. It is not the problem, yet they're taking the brunt of it. And it's maddening because some places are spending tens of thousands of dollars not only to comply, but to build makeshift outdoor eating and things like that. And nobody's covering
them. Beyond. I mean, they are going above and beyond because they want to stay in business, but also make sure that people are safe. And that was one of the things in the very beginning. I'll say that it was all about our marketing tactic had to change to basically humanize a lot of my brands. I was shocked to see when the mask ordinance first came in. We're going back to probably June. I might be wrong. Early June or so, where masks were mandatory, or they said that you'd have to wear them to your table. The amount of people that were very rude to hostesses, like we had people quitting in tears because they're getting yelled at from the political side of people.
Yeah, so we for doing their job.
I finally went in. Yeah, and it was this is my client's home. They make the rules. If you don't like that, you're free to not be here. But this was going to keep their staff safe, to wear a mask and just kind of comply with that small rule. And so what we had to do is essentially, I got my crew. I had some videographers, and we went in and really had like a talking head interview with one of my clients, Trevor's at the Tracks down in San Diego.
Oh yeah, which is stunning, stunning.
Love, and yeah. See, that's the thing. You talk about it being like your baby, and I've been working with Trevor's over 2 years, and this February he'll be 4 years old only. So really, half the time that he's been in business, I've been working with him to like tell his story through real compelling imagery and just talk about the building from 1894, the original train station, San Juan Capistrano. And really, that's why it's so heartbreaking when...
And a destination restaurant at that. Jennifer, hang tight. We're going to get some news, and then we're going to come back, and I want to talk about Long Beach Jerky Company and Trevor's and all these places.
All
these places and what they're doing and how they're doing it. So hang tight. We'll be back more as we talk with Jennifer Wales from Wales Communication. You can find out more at walescommunication.com, walescommunication.com, and see some of her client list, some of the people we're trying to help and to save during all this craziness. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on that there iHeartRadio app. Hey, everybody, shake it off. Get that tryptophan out of your system. And we come together today for the Fork Report and just enjoy food and conversation. There is heaviness out there with COVID, certainly, and how it's affecting the restaurants. We want to make sure you're updated on that, but we're going to get into some beverages later with Kim Peoples from Vom Foss and Ventura and Claremont. One of my favorites, I think, is what we're going to be talking about. By the way, you can check those out by going to shopvomfoss.com, VOMFASS, and you can find my page on there. And these, I'm like Oprah. They're like all my favorite things right there. So check them out. We'll be doing that a little bit later, as well as getting into leftovers again. But right now, my guest is Jennifer Wales. She's the founder and CEO of Wales Communications. You can find out more at walescommunications.com. You might know her name from when she was the marketing director for OC Weekly. So she's been in the area and knows a lot about what's going on for some time. Jennifer, I wanted you to go through some of your current clients and those that are, wrestling and zigging and zagging through all of this stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And I completely appreciate the opportunity to do so, because as you know, any awareness for these restaurants right now is so key. And I think you might know, I'm sure you know, of Ron Salisbury,
sure.
1923 Restaurant Group, Cannery, Louis, and El Cholo. I had heard a rumor. Were you engaged at an El Cholo?
No, I know. Here is the story. Here is the story. So I'm a big fan of El Cholo, and my wife and I went there many, many times before we were married. When it came to me wanting to marry her, we, were full grown ass adults. We got married later in life. It was my second marriage, her first, but we were in our later 30s. So, but I still, out of respect, wanted to let her father know that I was going to ask Tracy to marry me. And so we met at an El Cholo. It's one of my favorite restaurants. And so we met at an El Cholo. And the story goes, he was hours and hours late. I had to keep calling him. He kept putting me off, and because he's only knew me a little bit. And I don't think he thought she was going to say yes. So, but now we laugh at it. We laugh at it because we're all very close. But she was just like, a bachelorette for life. And I think he was very surprised. But yes, so El Cholo means a lot to my family, most definitely.
Well, and similar to that story is that it has so much nostalgia for so many people. El Cholo's been, it's the oldest Mexican restaurant in Los Angeles. It's been around 97 years. We just had our 97th year in October. And you would be, probably not shocked to know, but during the shutdown, the amount of direct messages and people that wrote through the contact form that said, every year on my anniversary for 40 years, I've eaten your number one combo. Is there any way I could just have a taste of your enchilada sauce? I know you're closed down. I mean, it was just so incredible, but also hard to have happen, because you see that there's so much like your story, but some people, every birthday for 30, 40 years, because it's such a restaurant that's been around for so long and has truly stood the times. And that's something that I've been able to do in the last year and a half or so with the brand, is really sit with Ron and talk about these times, talk about, the what it felt like to go through prohibition and what it felt like to go through these things as a brand, the riots when we were going through the BLM. And he had that happen with, the riots back in the 90s. And so it was kind of like when I was writing his history with him to really put this all into perspective on a website and make sure that the world knew that this story was so vast. It was incredible because that was the past. He'd been through those things, and now here we were, smooth sailing. And then COVID hit, and he looked at me and he goes, I've never been through anything like this. Mm. And here I was sitting with him for a year and a half, hearing about all these stories of the past that all seemed so hard. So,
and if I remember correctly, Jennifer, El Cholo says, Spanish food on there. Didn't that tie into the fact that there was still racism dealing with Mexicans to the point where it was easier to put Spanish food on there, authentic Spanish food, rather than Mexican?
That is a part of it. And then we were really nervous with the El Cholo is a farmhand. In the later years, it's obviously had some derogatory, connotation. But, in the past, like somebody came in 1927 and drew the farmman and said, this is El Cholo. And Ron's parents said, we're going to change it from Sonora Cafe to El Cholo. This is now our brand. And we were really nervous because there has been so much, and this is true history, and it's all about writing it and making sure that we sell that nostalgia. But at the same time, it's like, it's just incredible to see the support we've gotten. Right when we went to takeout, people were just so excited, and that's what we're trying to do for LA, is we want to be a go-to to go for the LA community. We're really working in the coming weeks. Stay tuned on social and through our, you know, Facebook and Instagram and on our website, but we're going to put together more family meals and to-go deals, because
I think that's going to be the future. Unfortunately, Jennifer, we're up against the clock and I have to go to news.
Let's connect again
and maybe do an Instagram live where we can from some of these locations and see what you're doing. I want to keep people posted. I want to have you back on the show, and let's keep the dialogue going, my friend, because it's
definitely
super important.
And the last thing I'll say is just buy locals, buy gift cards from your local restaurants and gift those, gift the gift of experience this holiday season, because it means more to the restaurant than you can even imagine.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. I couldn't agree with you more. Jennifer Wales from Wales Communications. Let's get the latest news now from Amy King in the KFI Newsroom.